Hey, Pesky Auto Repair. I hear these guys are good fellas.
Why are you here? What are you doing here?
Hey, my car's making a funny noise, and,
What do you mean, funny? I don't understand funny. What, like, I amuse you? Like, this is a funny place? Funny like a clown? What do you mean, funny? What?
What are you doing?
Tell me.
How much is this going to cost me?
What do you mean, how much is it going to cost you? What do you mean? What are you doing? Embarrass me in front of my mechanics? What's wrong with you? Get out of here. Leave the keys and get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of my shop right now. Get out of here. I'll get back with you.
When it comes to auto and truck repair, not everyone you deal with is a good fella. At Perfection Auto Works, we take car repair very seriously. From your brakes, belts, and hoses to funny noises under the hood. 323-8650 and PerfectionAutoWorks.com.
Microsoft adds more compatible chips to their Windows 11 driver stack. A James Bond gadget exhibit set to open in New York City. Tech giants in Brazil battle over 5G airwave control. And Bitcoin laundering becoming a thing. All that and more next on the Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Hello, Tucson and podcast world. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 59. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Thanks for tuning in with us every Saturday. We post all of our shows and bonus content on ComputerDoctorShow.com. Again, ComputerDoctorShow.com. Our open lines, 520-790-2040. Feel free to call in anytime with your comments, questions, and complaints. We can answer your calls on air. Co-hosting today is Rob from the cast of the Unscrewed Theater.
Good afternoon, Aaron. Good to be back.
All right. Always a nice to have you here. And I always like the science and the astro spin that you put on things when you're on the show.
It's kind of part of my life. So
yeah, absolutely. Thanks for being here. We have a great show for you today, starting with a question from last week's show. And hopefully someone, our loyal listeners out there, someone might be able to answer this question. But here's a question from last week's show. What country is making new privacy laws that we covered last week's show. Again, what country is making new privacy laws? If you know the answer, give us a call during the commercial break, and if you have the correct answer, you will win a certificate for a roof, for a virtual roof evaluation or second opinion on a roof estimate, courtesy of our friends at Roofs Are Hot, and this is a $100 value. And
so I shouldn't answer because it's like a listener contest thing.
Listener. Okay. See, you're not a listener.
Oh, darn.
You're a talker.
Not eligible to win.
You're not eligible. Okay. This is strictly for listeners, but if you know the answer to that question, call us during the break. We're going to take a break from our regular news and get into what is happening in tech news this week. So Microsoft is making more computers qualify for Windows 11. So what does that mean? So that means the new operating system of Windows 11, okay, it was announced by Microsoft several weeks back, and some people are starting to experiment with Windows 11, but they're noticing that the requirements for the operating system, the hardware requirements are extremely high, okay, right now. But what's happening is Windows... the Windows people are meeting with the other chip manufacturers. They're meeting with Intel people at AMD and other chip manufacturers, and they're trying to figure out what the best drivers are. According to Microsoft, they stated that it takes the right combination of hardware, software, and drivers to end up with a reliable and secure system. That seems to be sound,
yeah.
But the requirements are just still very, very high. It's out of reach for many, many systems. So a lot of people are not in a position to buy something brand new. And that's where a lot of these hardware requirements are found, in newer systems. So probably if you have bought your computer in the past 2 years, by the time that you are ready for Windows 11, your system will probably qualify to run Windows 11. So I don't know if that's something that you're really, really looking forward to, but my suggestion still stands. If people are going to be asking if they should switch to Windows 11, not yet.
Yeah, always wait for the first big bug patch at least.
Yes, exactly right. Now, they're already, one of the reasons why the requirements are so high is because they want to make sure that the drivers and the hardware are capable of sending back bug reports. And if the running system is incapable of sending back these bug reports, then they don't even want them to even run it, because they want to make sure that they're fixing these bugs. And what would happen if it had too many bugs? It's going to lose popularity and people are going to go to Android and Apple and other places. So they're trying to keep a positive quality product.
Yeah, unlike Apple, where they just say, oh, you can only run it on our system, so we know everything works together.
Well, you see, that's one of the nice things about Windows and the Android. They make software that can be run on other people's equipment. Okay. For example, Dell is not officially connected with Microsoft. HP, Acer, Asus, all of those computer manufacturers, they're in partnership with Microsoft, obviously, but they're not together. They make systems that are compatible with each other, but they're not the same companies. Other companies, such as, you know, Apple, they like to have them monopolize everything that's in it. They own the software, they own the computers, they manufacture a lot of the components that are inside.
Yep. Now the new M1 chip from Apple, rather than using the old Intel stuff.
There you go. So there's pros and cons either way, and if you need help deciding if you're going to be needing a new system, just give us a call at the Computer Doctor of Tucson.
Yeah, I almost said Pentium chip. I'm showing my age.
there's still plenty of Pentiums out there, but I don't think that you can get a Pentium to run Windows 11. there's also, there's a lot of New Yorkers actually here in Tucson. I'm being one of them. And, just about everywhere I go, you're always a stone's toss away from a New Yorker right here in Tucson. Just about anywhere you go, you say anything about Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Manhattan, anything, there's somebody nearby that knows what you're talking about. So it's my pleasure to announce this, that the James Bond exhibit opens at the Spyscape Museum in New York City. And the reason why I'm mentioning this on the tech show is because all my nerd people out there that are all into tech, many of us were into these spy type movies where they had all these cool gadgets, the cool cars and the buttons and the controls and everything. So there was a lot of technology that was outfitted with this fictitious character, 007 James Bond. And now you can actually go back to New York City and see this James Bond exhibit. You can see and play with many of the James Bond gadgets from the franchise's 26 movies. I said 26 James Bond movies. Rob, you're a James Bond fan. You knew that there were that many. I didn't realize
that
there was
that many. I knew about two dozen-ish. I didn't know the exact number, but I knew it was in that ballpark. And I'm intrigued. I've never been to the Spy Museum in New York City. I mean, how do you find it? Is it in a secret location? Do you have to follow a series of clues and go through some sort of hidden library or something to get there?
You would think, but it's actually, you just Google it just like anything.
Oh, that's no fun.
Yeah, that's kind of simple. They also have the Aston, I think several of the Aston Martins and some of the other 007 cars that are on display there. The screening room, there's also a screening room that has the best parts of the Bond films. And the exhibit was supposed to be open before COVID, but now that things are starting to ease up a little bit, they've now have opened up this exhibit. So the CMO of Spyscape says that says to see the exhibit before you see the latest film, which is No Time to Die, that is being released in September 28th of this year.
So there's no spoilers in the exhibit is what he's saying.
he's saying to go to the exhibit before you go see the movie. I don't know if that's a promo thing or if there's a secret message behind it, but...
You'll appreciate the movie on a deeper level if you've seen the exhibit.
Most likely. But for more information about that exhibit and for tickets, go to spyscape.com. Here's this next part here. Will Bitcoin laundering become a thing? Well, it already is a thing. So we know about money laundering. We know what money laundering, right? So you have a criminal organization that obtains money, but then they have to kind of explain how they got all this money. So they put it through legitimate enterprises, bookstores, cafes, car washes. Yeah, you know, well, it's got to be clean, right? Yeah. So there's this guy, Larry Harmon. He's facing criminal charges of laundering $300 million dollars of cryptocurrency. This is not cash, but laundering cryptocurrency. And you brought up an excellent point before the show. You know, cryptocurrency is supposed to be private, so why would there be a need to launder it?
Yeah, it's supposed to be designed for this type of thing. You know?
Yeah, so, but there are some people, there are criminal organizations out there that actually saw a need to launder cryptocurrency. And so this Larry Harmon guy, he created a service that had to do with, I think it was called Bitcoin Tumblr, kind of like you tumble clothes in the washer, a Bitcoin Tumblr Helix, like it just keeps on tumbling and tumbling and tumbling and cleaning and cleaning and cleaning. I think that was the idea behind it.
I was thinking a rock tumbler, and that makes much less sense.
But he had a thing called laundering as a service. Could you believe that? So you could actually pay someone to launder your cryptocurrency for a rate. And you can it's a service that you can pay for. Now, obviously, this was a service that was available in the dark web, so criminals could launder their ill-received cryptocurrency into legitimate enterprises. So after all that, we're going to go ahead and take a break. Up next, we're going to talk about the 5G auction that's taking place in Brazil, who will take over the air for the next 20 years. Stay tuned.
The day I get out of prison, my own brother picks me up in a police car.
Jake, I got it at auction for next to nothing. Perfect. Jake, there's hope. It's Perfection Auto Works.
Hey, the band's back together.
We're on a mission from God. Mike is a cop motor, a 440 cubic inch plant. It has cop tires, cop suspension, and cop shocks. It's a model made before catalytic converters. Can you fix it?
Hey, no problem. Just give me the keys.
Fix the cigarette lighter.
I'll fix.
Go get him, guys.
We want to give a shout out to Perfection Auto Works. Without them, we wouldn't be here tonight.
Hey, thanks, guys. Don't get the blues when it comes to auto repair. No matter what mission you're on, Perfection Auto Works is going to get you there. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Ugly Goose Car Rental is new in Tucson, providing a low-cost auto rental alternative for just $100 per week. The only catch? The cars are ugly, but very safe and reliable to get you to work, school, shopping, and all your important appointments. To reserve your $100 a week car rental, call Ugly Goose Car Rental at 520-261-0439. Again, 520-261-0439.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness. Science and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with Rob, hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Quick announcement. There was an unusual offer for Microsoft Office 365 subscribers. Now, this is for both current and new subscribers to the Microsoft Office subscription. You can actually redeem 150 points on a Starbucks card. And that would make you good for a free handcrafted beverage at any Starbucks location. And that goes through your gift card. I think it's an app now. I don't know if there's Starbucks people that are listening, but apparently there's some sort of point system with Starbucks.
I'm not a Starbucks drinker, so I don't know that. But lots of other businesses, you know, McDonald's, Mod Pizza, they all have their little apps you earn points and get free stuff.
I wonder which one of the two companies approached the other one for this redeeming. Was it Starbucks that approached Microsoft and said, hey, can we give your subscribers free coffee? Or was it Microsoft that went over to Starbucks and said, we have a lot of our subscribers that are drinking your coffee. How about you just give us some freebies because we're going to send you a lot more business.
What, tech people drink coffee?
Well,
shocker.
When you're sitting at a Starbucks, there's people there on laptops. Obviously, most of them have 365 subscriptions, and vice versa. If you were to go to the Microsoft offices, just about everybody that's working there days and nights, they're running on coffee. So,
wouldn't surprise me if Starbucks had coffee shops inside Microsoft facilities. Sometimes
I believe they do. Actually, I think at one point that. Okay, I'm not gonna say this because I don't know it for sure, but I'm gonna check if they actually do because they have a huge facility down there at in California. Or am I thinking of Apple? I might be thinking of Apple. Yeah. That big building that's that circle. Mm-hmm. That's Apple actually. Yeah. It's not Microsoft. So we'll have to double check with that. Before we get into our next segment, Rob, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Well, Unscrewed Theater, I'm happy to say, is open again for live in-person shows every Friday and Saturday night. We have family-friendly shows at 7:30. The second and fourth Saturday of the month, we have the Uncensored shows at 9 o'clock, and that's tonight. So there's two shows, a family-friendly and an Uncensored show at 7:30 and 9 tonight. And you can go to our website at unscrewedtheater.org or like our Facebook page and get the complete schedule of all the shows that are coming up. We have four different teams that perform there doing different styles of improv, and there's a lot of fun and a lot of great shows coming up.
All right, sounds great. So go to unscrewedtheater.org. Here are some science and tech anniversaries. 30 years ago, in 1991, we had the birth of Linux. That's the operating systems that the world uses every day that's based on the Linux kernel. So that also includes the Android family of products that was Linux based. So Android and Linux overall just turned 30 years. And that was August 25th, 1991, 30 years ago. Also, 162 years ago on August 27th, 1859, the first oil well was drilled. And I'm very, very happy about that because without that, we wouldn't have our motor oil, our gases, or things that propel us forward in the world, or heat, in the cold environments. So the first oil well was drilled 1859, 162 years ago.
Is that in Pennsylvania somewhere? Is that the
first one? I forgot to find out where.
I've seen one say it's somewhere in Pennsylvania.
It may have been, and also Oklahoma has lots of oil drilling. I don't know exactly when that became a thing, but it might have been Pennsylvania. We'll have to take a look at that. Also, in 27 years ago, 1994, Netflix was founded. 27 years ago, can you believe that? It's been 27 years with Netflix. But that was before, that was when you would do the mail order DVDs through the mail. So they've adapted into the streaming service. I don't know if people are still, is there still, does Netflix still do the mailing DVDs?
I'm not sure.
Or is that, that's like a Redbox thing.
Yeah, I think right. When I first moved to Tucson in 2005, and every Monday they have this clear outgoing mailbox where people can drop their outgoing mail, and every Monday they'd be like the stack of Netflix envelopes going back.
Well, they've really brought things up to speed, and they're still one of the main contenders in streaming movies and entertainment. Here is our next point on this program, 5G. There's a 5G auction. This is called a spectrum auction that happened. That's going to be happening in Brazil next month. And basically, anytime there's a spectrum auction, basically what that means is there are airwaves, okay, that that are broadcast for radio stations and cell phone signaling and all kinds of other signaling gets is allowed to broadcast, I should say, on these airwave spectrums. So which company it is that gets to rule and manage and to kind of take over that spectrum, they actually have to pay for that. So the government of Brazil, called the Federal Court of Accounts, is holding an auction among 100 of the biggest communications companies to see who will own the what they're calling the 5G spectrum. And that is expected to be the largest telecommunications auction in telecommunications history. So they're expecting it because they're expecting it to be sell for in the neighborhood of $8.6 billion. And this is for 20 years of controls for several frequencies. So there's the auction. The auction is going to include 700 megahertz. The 700 megahertz frequency, 2.3 gigahertz frequency, 3.5 gigahertz frequency, and 26 gigahertz frequency. And these are incredibly high. I didn't even know that there was a 26 gigahertz until I read this article. But the Federal Court of Accounts is still discussing the possibility of a government-only frequency, and it's rolling out fiber optic cable through the Brazilian Amazons. So... you know, Brazil is known for, you know, for their rainforests and their Amazon and their a lot of their natural sites. But, you know, when you start adding poles, could you imagine putting poles down in the Amazon and, you know, and running cable underneath the swamps, you know, like the way they did it under the Amazon? All of these things are going to be happening in Brazil. The now, here's what the goal is. The goal is that they are going to have cities with that have populations greater than 30,000. They want very, very stable 5G service in those cities and populations starting from 2028. So they're going to be laying a huge infrastructure, okay? And... The idea is for a stable and cost-effective system of communication. And this is something that most countries either have gone through or soon will be going through. And we're just using Brazil as an example. One of the biggest problems that's going to be happening with telecommunications, this goes with internet, this goes with phone calls, any type of communication, is going to be how connected the average population can be. Everyone's going to need it, okay? You know, it's just one of those things where after COVID, there was no room for someone not to be connected. And unfortunately, right here in Tucson, there are people that are still not connected, you know? So... These are some of the things that are happening. The state of Arizona is trying to get infrastructure laid down. Other countries are looking to get infrastructure laid down, but you know, it comes at a price.
Well, yeah, it's still easier to just put up cell phone towers than to try and run phone cables to every home like we did at first. That's still a lot more efficient than that, than the old system.
Well, I also want to mention the Starlink program, which is the satellite internet program by Elon Musk and SpaceX. They are available here in Tucson. I don't know of anybody that has actually received one. I have several customers of mine that have actually ordered the space, the Starlink package, but it still hasn't arrived.
I understand they're pretty backordered right now.
Well, they're smart because everyone that has ordered them has already paid for them.
Yeah.
So he already has the money up front, so go for that. Before we wrap up, I just want to thank our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works. be sure to call them for a free 26-point inspection over there at Perfection Auto Works. Thank you for being our sponsor. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert, co-hosting today Rob from the Unscrewed Theater. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. Listen to the Computer Doctor Show every Saturday with new episodes every Saturday. Stay safe, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to the Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.